Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome, everyone, to Center Stage. All things arts and entertainment, we just believe you ought to know about it. And there's a lot going on in the state of Minnesota. So try your best to get to as much as possible because we really appreciate how much you support us. My first guest for Center Stage tonight is Van Nixon. There's a show called that you know and love, Jesus Christ Superstar. And in fact, my sister actually went to go see that particular show. And Van Nixon joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And I have to tell you, it's interesting because he was also the former front man for the Maroons. And we're not talking about Maroon 5, but a well-known 80s reggae band for sure. How you doing, Van?
How you doing, Geraldine? Nice to hear you.
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you. You too. So, of course, you are still busy getting it done. Jesus Christ Superstar is so famous and popular in this town. Was it well attended tonight?
It was well attended tonight. The last three nights has been well attended. I think people really love this musical and the way we put, I'm just going to say it right out here, the way the production puts it on is it's spiritual. It's moving.
Well, that is perfect. It is. Of course, when it comes to theaters, this particular group is called Theater 55, and it's all about people being over 55 and over in age. And I had a chance to come and see, I think it was Hair, was the first piece that they put on Theater 55. Am I right?
That was Hair, right. And the folks were, they were over 55. That one had a lot of energy in it. I think that was that last year, year before last? Yeah, it's around the COVID time, you know.
Maybe 19. Well, it's interesting that Richard is still at it, Richard Hitchler, and you guys decided to return to Capone Art Park for a concert version of Jesus Christ Superstar. So tell us, how did it go from the big piece that is Jesus Christ Superstar in theaters, and then it goes to just the music of it?
Well, and you're exactly right. There's a big piece of it. This piece is basically cropped down. It's the music of it, and as we go through the music of it, there's also some facial staging and a little bit of movement. And Richard Heckler, the idea that he had was to make it move without a big production, and it's doing well. I'm telling you,
I'm really glad to hear that.
You know, it's just a really fun show to do and a fun show to sing. You come out, you sing, you can sing as it's going along because everybody knows the music that is really into it.
Well, absolutely. I mean, this is the first musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice.
Right.
You know, the power couple and for you guys to do Jesus Christ Superstar. I know it took a lot of rehearsals. When did you begin rehearsing?
Oh, I think we started back in June.
Oh, wow.
It was that, we started back in June. We've been rehearsing for about a month and a half.
Okay, not bad at all. When people come and they see that this is this whole acting company of 55 and over, do you have people asking, hey, do you have people asking, can I join? And if I could join, how does that work?
Oh, yeah. My wife and I, sometimes we have housing students, and the students just want to get into it. But if they can't, you have to be 55 because, you know, this is to empower seniors. you know, to empower the elders, you know, because we still have it. You know, we still like exactly. doing this kind of a thing. That's what it's all about. Not to say that they can't, but it's, you know, it's Theater 55. That's what it is. You have to be older than 55.
Yeah. See, and I love it because people think you get
you
over
like
55
idea.
Or older. Yeah, I love it.
And people look at you.
Yeah. Just say, I'm 65 years old. If I were to say that, then people go, oh, you're getting older.
Yeah.
No. Let me tell you, people in their 80s and 90s are doing great things.
Still doing it. So I'm a musician, and every once in a while, I look at musicians that are like 80 years old and they're still playing and still singing and go, yeah, well, you know, I'm just got a few more years before that. I'm still doing this. Why should I give this up? This is what you love. This is what God gave you.
Well, artistic director Richard Hitchler, of course, I mentioned him a moment ago, with music direction by Raymond Berg, and I know Raymond Berg as well. Yeah, and then choreography by Patricia Brown.
Patricia Brown.
Patricia Brown. I have not seen that
woman
in decades. Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah. She comes on with those little, here, stomp this, there, move that way, and I'm trying to keep up. Yeah.
What I love about her choreography is that no matter what age you are, she might want you to just move a shoulder. Everyone move one shoulder at the same time, or the way your hand goes
up. Good.
It looks great. Exactly. So I cannot wait to come and see her. So you guys did do some choreography, huh? You really did.
Yeah. Patricia laid it on us. You know, it's like, do this. I'm going to whip you if you don't.
Well, now, see, you play the role of Jesus. So when you were singing these songs,
yes, ma'am.
I can imagine you probably did you start looking up to heaven going, it is Sunday.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Geraldine, I do that every time I do something.
Yeah, why not?
This. Because, you know, I'll throw this on you when I'm sitting there. And I'm sure maybe some of the other cast members do it too. But when I'm sitting there and it's my turn to not say anything, I'm praying.
Yeah.
Because I don't want this to look, it's not about me. It's about us.
Well, I tell you, you guys have done a couple of these, of the shows already. And today, which it was at 5 o'clock tonight, I'm so happy that you guys got through it and did well. But now the next show is Night Until Friday, July 22nd at 7 p.m.
Right.
Is that correct? And all of this is in that one park.
Yeah, it's Capone Park, right. The Capone Art Park. And it'll be Friday at 7, Saturday at 7, and then again Sunday at 5.
Okay, and then it's done. Just that quick.
And then it's done. Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, man. Yes. See, now that's where age comes in. That's where our ages come in. No doubt about it. Tickets are $15 for individuals. And, of course, you can carpool like 3 to 6 patrons arriving in the same vehicle. And that would be $30, right? Yeah.
Right,
so I hope people will really come out. You've had two really good audiences. What is next for you? Now you've played the role or sung the role of Jesus. You know, how much higher can it get? Just saying.
I never thought of it that way, but I'm still doing some music, you know, because it's a gift. Still doing some things around town. My wife and I perform at senior centers. I do some single act things every once in a while. It's still the same. Nothing's changed. The only thing that's changed is that I got hooked up with Richard to do this, the Theater 55 thing with all these people with Theater 55, and I'm in seventh heaven.
Yeah, right?
You know,
it's very cool.
You know?
When we went to go see Hair, it was a great rendition of it. They did a great job. And so I'm sure there are a lot of people trying to get in. The youngest, does it have to start at 55? Do you ever have someone 54 joining? Do you know?
You have to be 55. And if somebody is 54,
no
they
exceptions.
Probably have to turn 55 the next hour. That's our demand.
Not the next moment, but the next hour. Oh, okay. Okay, then. All right. So if people want more information, where do they go for tickets?
They can go to theater55.org. Yeah, and you see that. Also, individual tickets are going there, too. But go to theater55.org.
Theater55.org.
.org. Yeah, all ticket information.
All right, Jesus. Thank you so much, Van Dixon. I sure appreciate you joining us tonight. You take care of yourself. I look forward to seeing what you guys are going to do next.
Bless you, hon. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. All right, coming up next, everyone, is Greg Hall, Echoes and the Treetops. And I'm really interested in listening to his music, so we'll be back in a moment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I believe you, Greg. I believe you. It's called Echoes and the Treetops is the name of the album. I'm excited to introduce to many of you Greg Hall. And he is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hey, Greg, how you be?
I am well. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. You have this new album, and you titled it Echoes from the Treetops. And I hear that it is really fun and amazing. Is that true?
Well, thank you very much. I want to think that is true, yes.
You must have had a ball doing this.
So far, for sure.
Oh, no kidding. How many albums have you done overall?
I don't even know. Maybe 5 or 6.
Yeah. And so this one coming together, did you? Go ahead.
Yeah, 5 or 6 solo, then with other bands too, you know, that I've been in. So quite a few. I lose track over the years.
Yeah, we all do. So, well, Greg, you actually originate from the historic Rivertown musical mecca, La Crosse, Wisconsin. And you are founder of Deese Productions. You have been a staple in the Midwest music scene for over 2 decades with your bands, Greg Hall and The Wrecking Ball. Love that title, by the way. Great. And Nicholas David and the Feeling Band. Man, they are smoking. As well as Outlaw Country Minnesota Legends, the White Iron Band. I've never heard of them before. Are you still with them?
Wow. They're very good. My buddy Matt Plutus writes really good country songs.
Well, Echoes from the Treetops, which I love that title, as I said before, is a new band lineup and a new direction that you are calling Driftless Rock. Tell us about that.
I worked with my friend Chad Staley. Chad's done productions for Horseshoes and Hand Grenades and Todd Snyder and Band of Heathens. So it was fun to have him on board. And I just sent him a bunch of songs and, you know, let him decide the direction. Like, hey, you know, what do you think? And he said, let's do the rock stuff. And I just kind of went with it. And it turned out real good.
Wow.
And we had a really good time up at Pachyderm. Yeah, it was. But I felt real confident in Chad making that decision, and they're my song, so
Here's the thing with Pachyderm Studios. Pachyderm Studios, I've been hearing so much about them from various artists that come on Sunday nights to talk about it, what they're doing. And I hear that Pachyderm is where people should go. It's engineered by a guy named Nick, and I don't know how to pronounce the last name. Mastered by Microphonic Mastering by Bruce Templeton, and produced by Chad, the one you mentioned a moment ago. Yeah. So tell me, what is it about the sound at Pachyderm?
I don't know. You know, it was just fun walking the halls of you know, where some of our my biggest heroes had recorded. And just the ambiance of the place, it's a beautiful spot and a beautiful location. There's a trout stream that runs through it, and just that room just sounds so good. It was just an amazing experience, for sure.
Can I just say that titling this album "Coming Home" is really significant, because what we're feeling today in our country, some feel lost, some feel like I'm not at home anymore, but they are. Yeah. And so to hear you here and say, "Hey, this album is called Coming Home." What is it that you wanted people to glean from the music you wrote for this album?
Well, you know, well, going home, I think we've all been there when you're out on the road and you hit that familiar spot, and you're like, oh yes, oh, I'm home. You drive by whatever that is. To me, it's the Nodine Hill. Like once you hit that, just that capture that feeling of, going home. I mean, everybody's got a home and everybody can relate to it. And then the Cardinal song, the Echoes from the Treetops, where I got that line from that song, is about, our friends that pass, that come back as, in my case, I like to think that cardinals are my spirit guides, and that's what that song's about. And Feel the Light is kind of about getting sober. I've been sober for 5 years and
awesome.
Changing that part of my life and trying to go a different direction with everything. So.
Well, you in this list of songs, you really speak to where most of us are right now with the pandemic starting to surge again, COVID. But Going Home, Cardinal Song, Feel the Light, Love Withstands, My Friends, This Rambling Man, and Still Standing. Honestly, that spoke to me as I was reading that in that order. And so it's quite remarkable. It feels as though you wanted to put all that you've been feeling and thinking during this time since 2020 to today. And I can tell you that most people that I know can relate to these titles. That's for sure.
Yeah.
What is your favorite?
I like Feel the Light. It's really kind of like a almost Government Mule, kind of Black Crowes. Rock and slide guitar.
Yeah.
And to me, it was just something that's a little bit off my beaten path of writing four chord country songs. It's a little bit more dirty. So that was by far my favorite track. And I feel the slide and slide guitar is one of my favorite things to do. And it turned out real good on that song. I thought we got a real good tone. It was fun working with Nick and Chad because they'd bring in the amp or a different pedal that I'd never heard of. Hey, try this. And oh my God, all these cool effects. And those guys knowing how to do all that stuff really made my sound, jump out a little bit more. So,
well, if people want to see you, of course, they can go to your website at Greg, that's G-R-E-G-G, Hall. Music.com, GregHallMusic.com. Yep. And then don't you have a tour coming up?
Yeah, we got a bunch of dates. My festival, I have my own festival back home called Cheech. My nickname is Cheech, Greg Cheech Hall, called Cheech's Dees Fest, July 29th through the 31st. And that's where all my effort is for the next few weeks, just getting all those working pieces together. And but we got a lot of good bands this year. White Iron Band and Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball, the Crush Brothers with Heatbox, Mark Joseph from the Big Woo, Alex Steele, Reed Grimm, Joe and Vicky Price. It's going to be we got a really all-star lineup this year. So
I know you're looking forward to that, man. Yeah. Well, I sure appreciate you joining us and telling us about this great album. And Greg Hall, it's called Echoes and Treetops. Is that correct?
Echoes from the Treetops,
it's just beautiful. And so congratulations, dude. Keep in touch with us.
Thank you. Yeah, will do.
All right, that's Greg Hall. We'll be back in a moment. Oh, my goodness. Welcome back to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. We are waiting for a guest to join us, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about that in just a moment. But I want to take this moment to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you who came out to Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club in Fridley. You came to see Fred and I, my brother Fred Steele, and I did a duets show. We called it Duos, Duets, and Pairings. And it was just a blast. We had songs that were familiar to some. Other songs, many had never heard of the artists. I remember P.J. Morton and JoJo, I think it was. Actually, we did a song that they did together. And, of course, my nieces, they love JoJo. Oh, my gosh. She's a great singer. And then we also had a pairing of Kane Brown, a country singer. He's great, by the way. And he teamed up with her. And if you know, her name is an acronym, and I don't know what that acronym is, but it's H period, E period, R period. And it is such a great song. And we just had a great time. We did Sting songs, and Stevie Wonder would sting. And my goodness, it was just a blast. And you guys made it so wonderful for us. So thank you for all that bought the tickets, all that came. And I know there was a couple that came on Friday, thought the show was on Friday. They were mistaken. It was on Thursday. And so we hope they'll come and see us. We're going to do another show on the 18th, I believe, of August, the 18th of August. So looking forward to that. Tickets are not on sale yet, as if I'm not mistaken. And as soon as we know, I will absolutely let you know. Our guest tonight, Ellie Hone, is not, we have not been able to reach her. She's the festival organizer for a unique festival that's going to happen in St. Peter, Minnesota, which is not too far from here, about an hour and 30 minutes or so. The Minnesota Original, if you've never heard of Minnesota Original, they have a TV series and online series that they go and they find all of these artists in the great state of Minnesota that do remarkable work, and they film them and present what they found and the interviews that they've done with them. And the Steels, my family, we are actually on Minnesota Original as well. So if you get a chance, you know, go online, click on, I put in Minnesota Original, I think it's .org or .com, I'm not sure. But check it out and see if you can find the Steels on there. Really had a great time with them. But the Minnesota Original Music Festival is what this one is called. And waiting for the guest to join us, Ellie Hone. Oh, we have Rohan. Wonderful. Hey, Ro.
How are you?
I am doing so well. Hey, first of all, can I just say, theater is back, and show enough back. I mean, it's like there's a slowdown sometimes, and all of a sudden it comes forward big time. And at this point, I see it as big time. What do you see?
It is. You know, I mean, COVID is still out there. The Guthrie had a little bit of an issue. Had to cancel a couple of performances of Emma. But you're absolutely right. We have right now go on stage. We have the musical 12 Angry Men at Theater La Tida. That's wonderful.
Wonderful. I've heard about it.
We have, Cambodian rock band at the Jungle Theater. That's mm-hmm. That's doing great there. And if you go around, what just closed was Ain't Too Proud at the Orpheum.
That's right, at the Orpheum. You know, it was too short. It was really too short. Why is it that they bring it in for a few days or 1 week? It was just too short.
It was a few weeks.
Wasn't it 2 weeks?
I think it was, it may have been even three. But you're absolutely right. For me, I wanted to go back and see it, and it just went away.
It went away.
Of course, Wicked is coming right up on us as well, and that's going to be here for at least 4 weeks. I think it may be five. And then the Guthrie has Sweat coming up as well, which is going to be really, really interesting. So a lot of really good stuff happening. You're absolutely right. It's back, and... And it's, you know, it's in full force, but this thing is still out there, you know?
It is. And it's getting worse in so many different places like New York. And, you know, it's scaring people, but they're not going inside just yet. People are still at the theater. They are still coming to outdoor concerts and so much more. It's the best, right? It's that one thing we hope will continue on and on.
Well, you know, what's interesting is, I call it the pent-up COVID response, because it's not just, you know, I know a lot of personal stuff, including my family, where everything is happening, and it's almost like 2 or 3 years worth of stuff being packed into one summer, you know, because so we have weddings and reunions and this, that, the other. And I think a similar thing is happening in the world. And so, yeah, when I go out to the theater and I see shows, you know, there's this energy there and there is this excitement for that. You know?
I agree. You know, it's really interesting that people, they find themselves so released and no mask, and they feel like, oh, thank goodness, this is over with. But then there are people that go, no, it's not over with yet. We haven't been told that it's over with. So we still have those protocols we need to start doing again. And I'm hoping that that will not deter the theaters. It will not deter the musical venues, and that people will still get out. But hey, if you have to wear a mask, so what? Right? So what? Right. Wear the mask and keep having a ball. That's what
I
say.
I think you've hit on something, because it is the new normal right now. It's like, okay, because I don't think things are going to shut down in any way, going forward. But I think what will happen is that, okay, what do we do? You know, because remember, shows used to shut down. And,
that's right. And now immediately. It's like,
yeah, and now it's like, okay, a few performances maybe or whatever. But, you know, so we've gotten better at dealing with it and negotiating, if you will, COVID, you know?
So what are you hearing from Broadway? Because, of course, that was a terrible situation when COVID hit. And it kept all the shows closed for so long. It felt like they were closed.
For so long.
Goodness.
It felt like, and COVID years are like dog years, right?
They're like 7 years
longer. They seem even longer, you know. But yes, you know, and Broadway leads in so many ways, like the protocols. And so, yeah, we have no mask now for audiences. But we'll see. I hope that doesn't have to come back. You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking as well. And by the way, you mentioned Wicked, and I am so excited to go see it again. And I actually want to do that role, Alfalfa Bubba. How do you pronounce it? Is it Alfalfa? Alfalfa Bubba?
Yeah, I think, you know, you would be amazing in that role. I mean, you would be. And it's an interesting thing, because it's a metaphorical role about difference, but it also is about real difference and talent, right? So ultimately, it's, you know, it's like, it's her talent that's everything, and her difference gets to be celebrated, but, you know, it takes a journey.
It makes all of us have to think of it from a DEI perspective, right?
Right.
I mean, to write this type of piece, you know, after we've seen, you know, Wizard of Oz for how many times, and then you find out the story, the hidden story, supposedly, coming up with that was brilliant, because now it makes it a piece that we need to see, not just a piece we want to see.
So I'm talking to a couple of young people tomorrow, and
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my goodness. Welcome back to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. We are waiting for a guest to join us, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about that in just a moment. But I want to take this moment to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you who came out to Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club in Fridley. You came to see Fred and I, my brother Fred Steele, and I did a duets show. We called it Duos, Duets, and Pairings. And it was just a blast. We had songs that were familiar to some, other songs many had never heard of the artists. I remember PJ Morton and JoJo, I think it was, actually. We did a song that they did together. And of course, my nieces, they love JoJo. Oh my gosh. She's a great singer. And then we also had a pairing of Kane Brown, a country singer. He's great, by the way. And he teamed up with her. And if you know, her name is an acronym, and I don't know what that acronym is, but it's H period, E period, R period. And it is such a great song. And we just had a great time. We did Sting songs, and Stevie Wonder would sting, and my goodness, it was just a blast, and you guys made it so wonderful for us. So thank you for all that bought the tickets, all that came. And I know there was a couple that came on Friday, thought the show was on Friday. They were mistaken. It was on Thursday. And so we hope they'll come and see us. We're going to do another show on the 18th, I believe, of August, the 18th of August. So looking forward to that. Tickets are not on sale yet, if I'm not mistaken. And as soon as we know, I will absolutely let you know. Our guest tonight, Ellie Hone, is not, we have not been able to reach her. She's the festival organizer for a unique festival that's going to happen in St. Peter, Minnesota, which is not too far from here, about an hour and 30 minutes or so. The Minnesota Original, if you've never heard of Minnesota Original, they have a TV series and online series that they go and they find all of these artists in the great state of Minnesota that do remarkable work, and they film them and present what they found and the interviews that they've done with them. And the Steels, my family, we are actually on Minnesota Original as well. So if you get a chance, you know, go online, click on, I put in Minnesota Original, I think it's .org or .com, I'm not sure. But check it out and see if you can find the Steels on there. Really had a great time with them. But the Minnesota Original Music Festival is what this one is called. And waiting for the guest to join us, Ellie Hone. Oh, we have Rohan. Wonderful. Hey, Ro.
How are you?
I am doing so well. Hey, first of all, can I just say, theater is back, and show enough back. I mean, it's like there's a slowdown sometimes, and all of a sudden it comes forward big time. And at this point, I see it as big time. What do you see?
It is. You know, I mean, COVID is still out there. The Guthrie had a little bit of an issue. Had to cancel a couple of performances of Emma. But you're absolutely right. We have right now go on stage. We have the musical 12 Angry Men at Theater La Tida. That's wonderful.
Wonderful. I've heard about it.
We have, you know, Cambodian rock band at the Jungle Theater. That's mm-hmm. you know, that's doing great there. And if you go around, what just closed was Ain't Too Proud at the Orpheum.
At the Orpheum. You know, it was too short. It was really too short. Why is it that they bring it in for a few days or 1 week? It was just too short.
It was a few weeks.
Wasn't it 2 weeks?
I think it was, it may have been even three. But you're absolutely right. For me, I wanted to go back and see it, and it just went away. You know,
it went away.
Of course, Wicked is coming right up on us as well, and that's going to be here for at least 4 weeks. I think it may be five. And then the Guthrie has Sweat coming up as well, which is going to be really, really interesting. So a lot of really good stuff happening. You're absolutely right. It's back and it's, you know, it's in full force, but this thing is still out there. You know,
it is. And it's getting worse in so many different places like New York. And, you know, it's scaring people, but they're not going inside just yet. People are still at the theater. They are still coming to outdoor concerts and so much more. It's the best, right? It's that one thing we hope will continue on and on.
Well, you know, what's interesting is I call it the pent up COVID response, because it's not just, you know, I know a lot of personal stuff, including my family, where everything is happening. And it's almost like 2 or 3 years worth of stuff being packed into one summer, you know, because so we have weddings and reunions and this, that, the other. And I think a similar thing is happening in the world. And so, yeah, when I go out to the theater and I see shows, you know, there's this energy there, and there is this excitement for that, you know?
I agree. You know, it's really interesting that people, they find themselves so released and no mask, and they feel like, oh, thank goodness, this is over with. But then there are people that go, no, it's not over with yet. We haven't been told that it's over with. So we still have those protocols we need to start doing again. And I'm hoping that that will not deter the theaters. It will not deter the musical venues, and that people will still get out. But hey, if you have to wear a mask, so what? Right? So what? Right. Wear the mask and keep having a ball. That's what
I
say.
I think you've hit on something, because it is the new normal right now. It's like, okay, because I don't think things are going to shut down in any way, you know, going forward. But I think what will happen is that, okay, what do we do? You know, because remember, shows used to shut down.
And, that's right.
And now immediately. And now it's like, okay, a few performances maybe or whatever. But, you know, so we've gotten better at dealing with it and negotiating, if you will, COVID. You know?
So what are you hearing from Broadway? Because, of course, that was a terrible situation when COVID hit. And it kept all the shows closed for so long. It felt like two years they were closed.
For so long. It felt like, and COVID years are like dog years, right?
They're like 70 years.
Longer. They seem even longer, you know. But yes, you know, I think, I mean, and Broadway leads in so many ways, like the protocols. And so, yeah, we have no mask now for audiences. But we'll see. I hope that doesn't have to come back, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking as well. And by the way, you mentioned Wicked, and I am so excited to go see it again. And I actually want to do that role, Alfalfa, blah, blah, blah. How do you pronounce it? Is it Alfalfa? Alfalfa Bubba?
Yeah. I think, you know, you would be amazing in that role. I mean, and it's, you would be. And it's, you know, it's an interesting thing because it's a metaphorical role about difference, but it also is about real difference and talent, right? So ultimately, it's, you know, it's like it's her talent that's everything, and her difference gets to be celebrated, but you know it takes a journey.
Well, it makes all of us have to think of it from a DEI perspective, right?
Right.
I mean, to write this type of piece, you know, after we've seen, you know, Wizard of Oz for how many times, and then you find out the story, the hidden story, supposedly, coming up with that was brilliant, because now it makes it a piece that we need to see, not just a piece we want to see.
So I'm talking to a couple of young people tomorrow, and it's the interesting thing. They're like preteen. Well, actually, now they're early teens, and they're huge diehard fans of Wicked. And so the question is Wicked more popular now among the younger generation than the original, The Wizard of Oz? And that's a real question, because I can't judge that, but I think it may be for some young people, because Wicked has been out there for almost 2 decades now. you know?
Yeah. But at the same time, you think about The Wizard of Oz, and then there came The Wiz, and so now you've got the white perspective and the black perspective, right?
Mm-hmm,
Same story, totally different. And now with the answer to The Wizard of Oz, really, or to even it all out, comes Wicked. So this trilogy, as I look at it, this trilogy has made us think of it outside the box. We have to really pay attention and say, okay, if we were to think of this as real, how would we be able to convince the world that it's real? You know, think about it. We would have to come up, we'd have throngs of people in meetings trying to figure that out. Because they're all so different.
Yes.
Telling the same story.
But, and that is the Rashomon test, right? That is the thing that's so wonderful about humanity. Two things. One is we tell stories. That's how we live. And you ask me a question and you're going to get a story. I ask you a question, same thing. Two, we have all these different perspectives.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful because, it's like some of us are more informed or whatever, based on what expertise or deep knowledge, but they're all valid. They're all good. People often ask me, what do you think as a professional critic? I said, what do you think? Because all of our, everything we're bringing to this experience, to watching a show, seeing a show, participating in a show, is valid,
Okay, first of all, I'm stuck on Rashomon. So I looked it up while you've been talking, right? Are we talking about the Rashomon effect?
Yes. You have the same story and you get it. It's like everyone saw the same thing. And yet you'll hear, if 10 people saw it, you may hear 20 versions.
Right, exactly.
You'll hear at least 10 versions of it,
Exactly. In fact, I'm looking at one example. There are two men. One says that this number that's laying down, but it's laying sideways. It's not laying up or turned upside down. It's just laying, right on the floor, flat. And one person points to it and said, it looks like a 6 because of his perspective on the left. And the other one looks at it and says, no, it's a 9 on my, on my side.
Right.
So
right.
I love that. You just taught me something. Thank you so much for introducing me to Rashomon.
Absolutely. No. We all live it. And we know it, and we do live it because you watch the news sometimes, and someone says, oh, something happened, and you get three different perspectives, and it's like, oh, and sometimes they're contradictory,
Yeah. And of course, we see that in theater a lot. When you go to see certain plays, that definitely takes place. So I just love that you are so involved in theater still and that you still love it because you are the lead theater critic over at the Star Tribune. So thank you for joining us because
this has
been a blast to talk with you about it. Thank you so much, Rohan.
Thank you. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
All right. Take care. We're going to come back in just a moment with our final guest. Welcome back, everyone, to Center Stage, All Things Arts and Entertainment. And our last guest tonight is Cassandra Cole. She is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And I got to tell you, new music from Cassandra Cole is called Shattered. Now, this is the second single from her Steps release, or the release that's called Steps. It is dropping on July 22nd. You don't want to miss it. And it's on the Rock the Cause label. Cassandra Cole, welcome to WCCO.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad that you could. We've had a few complications with our technology, so forgive us. But we're really happy that you're joining us. You're performing with Jillian Ray at the Ice House in Minneapolis on July 22nd. And both you and Jillian will be celebrating new singles. Did you guys plan that?
The timing just worked out perfectly.
Wow. Okay, so tell us about Shattered. How much do you love it?
I really love it a lot. The song means a great deal to me. During a very difficult time in my life, everything was falling apart, which is when I wrote the album, Steps. But this song in particular was more of a declaration to myself. If I wrote down these words, and maybe I could start to believe that I was worth it. that, you know, I was strong and these boundaries could be created then.
And what has it done for you?
Yes, you know, music always heals for me. Right. It's therapeutic, and it's made me so much stronger. And when I write, and when I perform, and it's a way to get out the bad, to piece together the good, I always say.
It's not easy to write a song that is called Shattered, knowing that you know what that means. So that means that you're reliving some of your life while you are writing and recording this song. Am I correct?
Yes.
So where are you today? The song has been released. How are you doing?
Thank you for asking. I'm good. It's a weird thing when you spend years piecing something together that means so much to you, and then it's out. And then you're kind of like, now what? You know, and to perform them and see people be excited about the music, and Scott from Rock the Cause has been so incredibly supportive and uplifting, and yeah, it's just been an amazing experience. I'm doing really well. I'm still, you know, on the journey to health. I've always struggled with depression and anxiety, but look at you now. Yeah.
It's just amazing, right? This is what music can do. Not only does it encourage us and wake us up, but it moves us up and forward. So I'm really happy to know that you are thrilled that this song is out, that this album is out, and it's all dropping on July 22nd on the Rock the Cause label. Where can we get it?
Yes, on everywhere, all the things. Spotify, Apple Music. Yes,
just everything.
Name it. It is there. Yes.
Oh, yes. I can't. How many songs are on it? Real quickly, how many songs did you record?
Sure, there's 8.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And is there a favorite one?
Oh, that's tough for me. My love song, Pull Me In, is one of my favorites. Shattered, of course, is the one that will be released.
All right.
I'd say the last song of the album for me personally means the most. When I wrote the song Morning's High, it ends the album, was when my father-in-law actually went missing.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I wish we had time for this story. I am going to invite you back again, Cassandra. Thank you so much for joining us tonight because of technology. But we will see you again right here on WCCO.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Bye, Cassandra.
Bye.
And to everyone else, this hour has been a blast. So we'll be with Michael Battle in just a moment. Welcome back, everyone, to Center Stage, All Things Arts and Entertainment. And our last guest tonight is Cassandra Cole. She is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And I got to tell you, new music from Cassandra Cole is called Shattered. Now, this is the second single from her Steps release, or the release that's called Steps. It is dropping on July 22nd. You don't want to miss it. And it's on the Rock the Cause label. Cassandra Cole, welcome to WCCO.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad that you could. We've had a few complications with our technology, so forgive us. But we're really happy that you're joining us. You're performing with Jillian Ray at the Ice House in Minneapolis on July 22nd. And both you and Jillian will be celebrating new singles. Did you guys plan that?
You know, the timing just worked out perfectly.
Wow. Okay, so tell us about Shattered. How much do you love it?
I really love it a lot. The song means a great deal to me. During a very difficult time in my life, everything was falling apart, which is when I wrote the album, Steps. But this song in particular was more of a declaration of myself. Mm-hmm. You know, if I wrote down these words, and maybe I could start to believe that I was worth it, that, you know, I was strong and these boundaries could be created then.
And what has it done for you?
Yes, you know, music always heals for me. Right. It's therapeutic, and it's made me so much stronger. And when I write, when I perform, and it's a way to get out the bad, to piece together the good, I always say.
It's not easy to write a song that is called Shattered, knowing that you know what that means. So that means that you're reliving some of your life while you are writing and recording this song. Am I correct?
Yes.
So where are you today? The song has been released. How are you doing?
Thank you for asking. I'm good. It's a weird thing when you spend years piecing something together that means so much to you, and then it's out. And you're kind of like, now what? You know, and to perform them and see people be excited about the music. And Scott from Rock the Cause has been so incredibly supportive and uplifting. And yeah, it's just been an amazing experience. I'm doing really well. I'm still, you know, on the journey to health. I've always struggled with depression and anxiety, and but
look at you now. Look at you now.
Yeah.
It's just amazing, right? This is what music can do. Not only does it encourage us and wake us up, but it moves us up and forward. So I'm really happy to know that you are thrilled that this song is out, that this album is out, and it's all dropping on July 22nd on the Rock the Cause label. Where can we get it?
Yes, on everywhere, all the things. Spotify, Apple Music.
Apple,
yes,
just everything.
Name it. It is there. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I can't. How many songs are on it? Real quickly, how many songs did you record?
Sure, there's 8.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And is there a favorite one?
Oh, that's tough for me. My love song, Pull Me In, is one of my favorites. Shattered, of course, is the one that will be released.
All right.
I'd say the last song of the album for me personally means the most. When I wrote the song Morning's High, it ends the album, was when my father-in-law actually went missing.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I wish we had time for this story. I am going to invite you back again, Cassandra. Thank you so much for joining us tonight because of technology. But we will see you again right here on WCCO.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Bye, Cassandra.
Bye.
And to everyone else, this hour has been a blast. So we'll be with Michael Battle in just a moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.